time for Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, it might be somebody here. Let's see here. Elder Mitsubishi. Somebody has put together a list of celebrities who went out with their own fans. Now, Nick, I assume this came across my desk because I would be on the list. But
as a fan?
How dare you? How dare you? I'm a celebrity to some people.
Sure.
And I've definitely gone out with listeners of the radio
program.
Your
desk.
What's your policy on that, Emily? Have you decided yet?
It's my policy?
Yeah,
say
I mean,
no.
Like some people would say don't F the listeners.
Oh.
Some people would say that.
I think I'm some people. I think I say don't do that.
Don't mess with the listeners?
What's
wrong with them? All right. They clearly have an affinity for you. Maybe that you find your
I have too high of a
unique.
My ego's already high enough. I feel like that would just wreck me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like that you would make take you over the top.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was sure you were going to say I have too high of a standard. I was like, "Well, wait, our listeners are not good enough for you? How dare you?"
No, they're too good for me. How about that?
Listeners, if you want to try to get into Emily's DMs, just whatever Instagram post she makes, just send her one emoji to comment on it. She loves
that.
She loves that.
Don't listen
to
Nick.
That's the key to her heart.
The key to my heart is food.
Also,
literally just DoorDash me something right now if it's real. Okay. I'm just saying.
Conan O'Brien found his future wife as an audience member in 2000. She was sitting in the crowd. He says when he saw her, he fell for her instantly.
Whatever.
That's not right.
That's not
right. They were doing a bit. He was working for, it was an advertising company that she worked for, and he was like pitching them ideas on how to spruce up their ads. And she was like in this meeting room, and
okay.
It's close enough. But
are you saying that this is fake news? That I have fake news
I'm
running right from the beginning?
That one is incorrect. She was not in the audience of his show.
So many of these are upsetting because they end up getting married and staying together forever. Steve Harvey, he was doing stand-up comedy, and his mustache walked in and said, his future wife arrived late. He paused the show and said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know who this is, but I'm going to marry her."
Aw. Come on.
And then they got married.
No, they didn't.
They got married.
No, that did not happen.
I don't know. You guys could say this is all made up. I know this one. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day met his future wife at a Green Day show, but it was in 1990. Green Day in 1990.
Nobody. I mean, not nobody, but just...
What I would think is predatory is you're playing a concert and you tell your manager, be like, "Hey, third row, blonde, double D's. Hook it up." All right. A Green Day show in 1990, I'm pretty positive Billy Joe would walk out into the crowd and just have a beer afterwards. And so that's fine. You can do that, right?
That's normal.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, I know this one.
Really?
Wait, go ahead.
That's fine. Set up on a blind date. They only had one date, but apparently inspired the song Carolina.
Yeah.
Is that the one you knew?
No, that's not the one I knew, but I'm glad you said that one. A good one.
What is the one you know?
Maybe it wasn't Harry Styles. Who was it recently? Some celebrity recently is now dating a girl who was like a waitress of his.
Nicolas Cage married his waitress in Los Angeles. Two months after meeting her, the relationship lasted 12 years. That's not the one you were thinking of?
No, that's not the one I'm saying. It's pretty recent. I forgot who it was.
Is it Charlie from Always Sunny? He's got a thing for that waitress.
No, it's not.
What's
Charlie.
Happening with Always Sunny?
They're coming back.
Are they really? I thought they were over.
I think they're coming back with an Insurrection Day. The gang.
Oh,
it's Insurrection.
Hell yes.
Wow.
Or Storms the Capitol
so
or something.
So because they were cancelable before canceling was a thing, are you just grandfathered in? Because I go back and watch some of those things from and I'm like, oh my God.
How did they get by with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, like the very first episode, which is like D dates a black guy.
Yeah. Well, that episode is littered not only with racism, one uncensored in word from Charlie Day, but homophobia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
But the thing is, now I watch the new season. They said the N word two seasons ago. That episode also had the C word. It had the F word. It had all the words. And I'm like, you guys are just allowed to do this because you were doing it before it was against the rules?
It's because it's satire, Jason. You just declare satire and you're good.
You say something offensive.
Don't,
and then at
don't
the
try
end,
it. Do not try it right now. I can see you. I can see it in your
you
eyes.
Just told me that
you
I
were
going
to just declare satire. No.
just end it with just kidding and then it doesn't count.
No, that does not work.
Yeah.
I'm pretty positive
you say,
that is not a thing.
Your mother's ugly. And then you're like, just kidding. Well, no, Do you understand a joke? Can you take a joke,
you
Jason?
You can still say people's mother is ugly, right? Is that a cancelable thing? I don't know.
You got to talk about a woman's looks in 2021?
Yeah, right. This works. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and Prince Nick, Emily. Back to normal-ish. Things are somewhat. Hey, happy Father's Day to the dads out there. What is the threshold of how long you have to talk to your dad on the phone so as to not be a bad son?
I mean, I say if you're at the phone, you're good.
Like, are you talking about just for Father's Day or in general?
Oh, you people talk to their dad on other days that aren't Father's Day?
Okay, well, that answers my question.
He gets a Father's Day call. He gets a birthday call.
A Christmas?
No, he gets a Christmas. Happy Merry Christmas text. Happy Thanksgiving text. Yeah.
Oh.
Those are the things.
Okay.
Because I don't feel great about how I handled it. Because I didn't do anything yesterday or the 7 days previous to that. Mm-hmm. And so I could have called him at any point. I could have called him any time during the day. And I didn't call him until I was like, you know what, I'll do it. I hate talking on the phone. That's the other thing. It's not just, talking to my dad. And talking to my dad's fine. But I can talk on the phone in the car because the Bluetooth is on, and then I don't have to hold anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm multitasking. It's like I would just be listening.
Is that the problem? You're holding your phone? It's too much effort and
you
weight?
You have a Tesla.
I got a significant phone problem. I'll have you know.
You have a Tesla. You can afford some earpods or something.
I have AirPods. I can, but in the Tesla, yes, you just talk into the air.
Sure.
And you talk to the car.
And then it's fine. And I was like, what am I? I got nothing to be doing then. I was at the bottom of the barrel of podcasts anyway. Be listening to some bad podcast, so I'll spend
might
that,
as well talk to dad.
I'll spend
That's
that time talking to my dad. But it was, I was like, so I'll wait to call him. I had to go pick up Bumbleina Bumbleito to go to Round Rock to the Kalahari thing. So I was like, I'll wait to couldn't tell I'm in the car to call him. Mm-hmm. But she lives 7 minutes away,
so it was a 7 minute call.
Yeah. I purposefully stalled for a moment in the driveway because I knew that it was going to be a short conversation. So maybe I got to 8 minutes. Is that good enough
for you?
How long did you talk on the phone, Emily?
I can pull it up. I probably talked about, I don't know, 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, my mom was there, too. It was like on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're the tag team.
Yeah.
Here, is this? Am I the best child? I go to my parents for Father's Day. Like, we go have dinner.
Well, they live
right
up there.
Right here.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
So
except
it's a little tougher.
Mother's Day, I would always be with my mom, except for the last one when I was in Vegas.
Yeah. And I mean, most days you're with your mom, just if it ends in Y.
Exactly.
So. Except this year, height of family tradition, we never celebrate holidays when they're actually supposed to be there. Like, we do Christmas early. I do Christmas Eve.
Right.
Christmas or
I kind of like
before.
That. I do.
It's mostly just like scheduling with other families and in-laws and things like that. That my mom is just like, you know, we'll just do it whenever. We frequently do Easter Saturdays. Sure. Whatever. But we didn't celebrate today, and we're doing it next Sunday is when I'm going up to my mom's house for Father's Day dinner because my family, my mom and my stepdad and my brother went to Horseshoe Bay. I don't even know where that is. They went to some resort.
It's way out down that direction.
For Father's Day. I did not get an invitation. I didn't get a text of anything that says, hey, we're going to do this for Father's Day. I would have, you know, maybe done that.
Uh-huh.
And then so my mom told me about this when she called to ask me to go up to Georgetown last night to watch their dog. Because their dog Toby is apparently one of those dogs that can't be alone. So they're like, hey, will you go
you
watch?
You had to watch the dog so that they could go celebrate
yes.
Father's Day?
Yes.
She didn't at all say, you're invited to? Or what
nope.
Do you, it was just
nope.
Saying,
nope.
You're invited to watch the dog while we go.
It sounds to me like the dog would have been invited before you because they were so worried about having
Toby's,
him at
Toby's kind of old, so he just kind of lays there.
Yeah,
so it's a really easy job.
Exactly. They could have invited him, but they didn't.
Full disclosure, my little sister who lives in Round Rock, Georgetown, with my parents, I don't know. She did most
with
of the
mother.
Work, but she comes, but she's in and out all the time.
Uh-huh.
But she had to go to work last night, so they was like, hey, can you do this? And I drove up to Georgetown for 2 hours.
Oh,
mostly
what a good guy
mostly
you are.
To watch this our dog Toby and everything, but also because Georgetown now has a double day, so I could get it delivered to my mom's house.
My God.
Ah,
but yeah, that's how I spent Father's
Day. The motivation.
You know where they got double days? Two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Q2 Stadium.
Really?
I went to the soccer thing this week.
Really?
Yeah. From the underappreciated tweet category, Nick, I tweeted this yesterday. Do you get it? No words, no setup.
I mean, you're just sad because it's Father's Day and you have a lackluster relationship.
That's
with
Art Alexakis. All right.
Father.
Oh, that's the singer.
I saw that and I didn't like the tweet because I didn't get it.
Yeah.
See, I also
12 likes. I'm like, dude, that was brilliant. You guys got to show me some.
Well, I couldn't tell if that was Father's Day related or just the state of your health.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I was like,
oh no,
fair.
Is this your resurrection tweet?
I'm sending a sad face emoji.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What is the threshold? How long does a phone call have to be before you're not a jerk? I had a really great 7-minute conversation with my dad.
Man, I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah. At least 15.
I said, hey, Dad, sorry, I got to go. I'm at the thing, but I love you. All right? It's good. Good.
And what'd you hear? Just dial tone?
Good to be.
He said rain check.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jason Dick and friends, Nick, Emily in the house. What is the minimum amount of time you spend with your dad on the phone for Father's Day? I did 7 or 8 minutes. Emily said, what, 30? 30 minutes.
30 minutes. I have things to talk about.
Julio from SA says, the 30 minutes. Who has 30 minutes of things to say? Yeah, I got to save something for my dad's birthday. All right. That's not true. We caught up about the family and things are going great.
My dad had to tell me in detail about how he mowed the lawn yesterday, and then it proceeded to rain right after, and he was really upset about that.
Is that bad?
I don't know.
I don't know what that...
I don't know, but he was like, I mowed the lawn all day yesterday, and then as soon as I got done... It just started pouring down rain, and now
it's
all
Forrest
wet.
Gump? Who is this guy?
My dad doesn't even have an accent. I don't know why I did that.
That's fine. That's what
we talked about for 30 minutes.
Well, I think you're supposed to let them
dictate the
you.
End of the yes, phone like, conversation.
Yeah.
No, just like they tell you about what's going on in their lives. You're checking in with your dad.
Yeah,
you're
I
sure
want to know.
Which is why I understand that yours is only 7 minutes.
Why? Because my dad doesn't want to volunteer that information.
Probably not.
Yeah. He's got things and stuff going
on. He's got secrets.
Such as. My little half brother Shelby. Mm-hmm. You remember Shelby, right?
Yeah, he wanted to intern with us one time.
Seemed like a questionable young man. it takes people. Different people take different times to find their way in the world.
Yeah.
You know what Shelby is doing now?
What's that?
It's unbelievable.
If he's a crypto millionaire, I'm going to be so mad.
No, but that would be awesome. He's a pastor in a church.
What?
Yes. All right.
Whoa.
This is a dude who dropped out of a lot of things, and I was making a lot of wrong turns around the way.
I remember at one point your family wanted him to move in with you because he was going to learn how to be a successful person by osmosis.
And I was like, I'm not
he
a good.
He never would have made it to pastor.
Teacher.
Never would have made it to pastor.
My dad said he just got home from church watching Shelby preach to the people. And I was like, I'll be goddamned. Wait a minute. That's not
the
thing to say.
Wait, you can't say that.
That's not. Let's see. Davis the door guy says, my wife sent a text to her dad, happy Father's Day, and realized the last time she texted him was to say happy Father's Day last year.
Oh.
She made the power move, sent it anyway. That's pretty good.
That is a good power move.
Yeah, I'd have a couple people who I text happy birthday just when Facebook tells me to. And then I will look and see that the last time was just on their birthday the year before. I'm like, should I send that?
I have a similar thing with my drug dealer. It's always just, hey, can you hook it up?
That's probably
that's
a good person to have a, you know,
you gotta grease
brief
the wheel
conversation.
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
We're friends-ish.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends.
Morning X. That's Force.
That's
good.
It worked.
That's good. Let's see that one. Hey, yeah. Things are sort of normal here, but it's... And do the best we can. Sports brought to you by Pants. You guys, Nick, I don't even know if you know. You've abandoned sports. Emily, do you know? I usually poo-poo this time of the sports calendar. This weekend was one of the best sports weekends that exists.
Mm-hmm.
There was
game one, two game sevens. Yeah. Some golf
craziness.
People lost.
In the NBA Finals. there was, John Rahm with a heroic victory coming straight out of the COVID quarantine to take the U.S. Open, birdieing 17 and 18.
Phil Mickelson with a heroic falling back into being old.
Okay, probably, maybe. Let's see. The Longhorns and College World Series that was a disaster, but brace yourself.
Hook them, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to do the soccer. All right. Austin FC made its triumphant debut on Saturday. I went. I was still not feeling great. I was in significant pain, but I was like, I'm going to go because I'm a season ticket holder, and that's what I do. I support my team, okay?
How
part of the Oak Collective,
sure.
as they call it.
The Oak Collective?
That's what the season ticket people are called, is the Oak Collective.
Okay.
I'm an Oak Collectiver.
How much did you just want to be in the building in case they needed somebody to take over, like, the in-game announcements or whatever?
Oh, no.
Job that you're
0%.
For.
But okay. I did want to be there for the first one. Like, I have these season tickets, and a lot of them I'm not going to be able to make it.
Oh, how good
to.
Are your tickets?
Excellent. I mean, that stadium is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, there's no bad seat there. And I wanted to be there for the first night. That's what I like about soccer. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I'm going to make it with this soccer thing. We can get to that in a second.
Would you prefer a loss?
Yeah, I would. It was a 0-0 tie.
Is that more comfortable for you?
I would rather lose.
Yeah.
The thing that I've always said that I like about soccer is the spirit of community that goes with it. And it's usually during the World Cup when you go to a bar and it's packed and people go nuts. It's just like, hey, we're all in this together. And I wasn't totally sure if that was going to happen because this is a brand new franchise. Like, how do you?
People have bought in.
How are you a fan of something that you don't know of?
See, that's what I say. And I didn't. I just wore a regular T-shirt, and there were several people I ran into. I knew. I was like, they were like, you don't have any Austin FC
black
gear,
and green or something.
No, I just wore.
Jesus.
I was like, I kind of feel like a poser, all right, because I don't have it in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And Bumbleina asked me, she's like, "This is awesome. Would you rather have a football team?" And I was like, "Yes, for sure," because then it would be easy to go to professional football games. But I would never, if there was an Austin Rodeo Wranglers. I don't know what's going
on. Okay.
I would never not be a Cowboys fan. I was born into Cowboys fandom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if the people of Austin abandoned their previous MLS, allegiance. Maybe that doesn't exist. But yeah, the place is on fire from the very beginning, and everybody's doing the chants, and there's people pounding on drums.
Mm-hmm. Our future governor.
Matthew McConaughey is on site. What are we doing here, Matthew? I've come full, what is it? 3, 6, 7, 5. I've come 5:40 on Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
Because the Dazed and Confused is great, all right? And I was like, that's cool. And I was like, I guess that's the only thing you're going to do. And then he does all of these rom-com movies that are totally unwatchable, in my opinion.
What? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That one is an amazing movie.
Right.
I never saw that.
He lives with Terry Bradshaw?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. So you can't move out. Not Fool's Rush. I'll find out.
I don't know. But I thought that was a joke. That part of his career was a joke. And I was like, he's just going to be a joke actor. A handsome guy who does rom-com things. And then he does the Dallas Buyers Club, wins the Oscar. Maybe my favorite Oscar acceptance speech ever. He's in True Detective. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
My favorite scene in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Matthew McConaughey is now like a really awesome actor. And for the last 2 years, it seems like he's just hanging out, being the cool guy in Austin. And he shows up at the start of this Austin FC game wearing some sort of comic book villain outfit. He's got
green suit.
Who has a green suit? Okay.
The Riddler.
I bought a maroon suit, and you guys made fun of me saying that I looked foolish. He's wearing a full-on green suit and carrying a bongo, and he comes and he just sets it down in front of the supporter section and then just starts pounding the bongo.
Didn't he get arrested for that?
People, I guess he's doing a reference on whatever thing.
And you're lucky he was wearing that
people
suit.
People are going nuts. They're going nuts for it. And I'm like, what is this guy doing now? And he's talking in all these Dr. Seuss rhymes all the time. And
I could just imagine him banging on the drums
know, man,
and doing like a little riddle, and but being like,
You know what? That's
Austin,
right. If he's rhyming, maybe he is turning into a supervillain. That is very Riddler-like.
Yeah. And the bongos are like his little background like mm-hmm. noise. So he like bangs on him, and then he goes, Austin FC.
it's some sort of secret but subsonic frequency that mind controls people.
Does he even like soccer? I get that he likes football, he's into the Longhorn culture.
Yeah.
But is he a soccer guy, or is he just a cool dude who's like, I can get 1% ownership of this team, and then, I'll show up and introduce the thing.
I feel like he's the kind of guy that calls soccer football, even though, he's 100% American mm-hmm. and would not be able to pull that off. But I could see him being like, I went to a football game, and you know which football I'm talking about, right? I'm not talking about the American football. I'm talking about football.
That's pretty good, Emily.
Thank you.
But yeah, he's there, and the people are eating it up, and the crowd is out. They're going to make it. This Austin FC thing is going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I had a really good time, and stand up and go, oh, God! And stand up and go, oh, God! And the people around me doing chants, I didn't really know about those things. And they're chanting the goalie. Incredible performance from our goalie. The seats were right behind where he had some really clutch saves at the end of the game. But the guy next to me, he's like saying all kinds of soccer things. And I just kept my mouth shut because, again, I'm like, I am a poser here. I don't know what's going on. I would compare it to, and you soccer people, you're going to think that this is derogatory, but it's not, okay? It seems.
Brace yourselves.
Like your child's basketball game.
What?
Where most of the
game. Like a high scoring game is 8-10?
Yeah, most of the game.
Nothing happens.
Nothing is happening. But a lot of things are almost happening.
Yeah.
But nothing is happening.
And you're really excited
for
them.
Yes, you love them. You love them so much. And you are all about it.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, nothing's really happening.
Are you saying at one point just our striker was sitting there just picking flowers off of the field? Our midfielder has his jersey over his head and can't see. He's just swinging his arms.
I don't know.
Everyone's picking his nose and like wiping it on the opposite team.
The another guy just peed his pants and is crying.
The soccer people will tell you, and I hope the boss isn't listening to this right now, because Lawless will come in and tell me. Well, he told me already one time that I am so super soccer ignorant, and
he's
I know
red card you,
but they're gonna tell you that actually there's so many things that are happening in a nil-nil tie. Mm-hmm. And yes, I appreciate it. Is seeing it live is the speed of the game is much more impressive than I was expecting, and it's very exciting, but things are happening. The thing you wanted to happen didn't happen. I imagine that stadium, when they score a goal, it's gonna be a banger. All right, but they didn't do that the first night, and the game ended 0-0.
Nil, nil, nil.
It's almost like they were cursed by the presence of somebody in the stands.
Nil, all. Well,
Matthew. That goal tiny small.
Emily, they've alleged that I'm the curse of the dick man. Curses aren't real. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, guys. I won't be at a lot of them. Although the stadium experience is incredible.
I was about to say, you showed up today and already broke everything. I think there's some curse here. it exists.
I can talk to you about this Q2 stadium forever, but one of the things that's awesome, you can order food from the different places on there. From your phone, order it on the app, and then they'll text you when it's ready.
You just go pick it up.
And then you go pick it up.
That's cool.
Oh, cool.
Which is, I'm like, people don't know about this because there is a line of 40 people outside of that Double Dave's trying to get pepperoni rolls, and I just cut to the front, and I'm like, this is the VIP treat. Soccer people, though, I figured it out, okay? This is the part you're going to be offended by. Because it's too difficult, all right? And I understand, you're kicking a ball around, you got to get it around a guy and then kick it into the thing. It's very difficult. It's easier for the defense than it is for the offense. So, we add a second ball.
The double, the pinball rules?
Crossfire. Yeah. Remember Crossfire you play when you're a kid?
Crossfire!
Yeah, exactly. Throw another ball out there. Maybe a couple of balls.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they have to defend several balls at one time.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Ah.
Are you?
It's like a Quidditch thing. They do that in Quidditch.
I love it.
Harry Potter.
Maybe the team has 10 balls for the entire game, okay? And they can throw them in whenever they want.
Whenever they choose.
It's been one game and we're already doing fixed soccer radio.
I can help, guys.
The Morning X, 6-10. Alternative rock all day.